This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
To be with you on this Monday, brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. Look, we all have multiple insurance needs. And we need to be covered. Pretty simple. And you need to go to the pros who can handle a multitude of needs. And the pros who do everything they can to save you money. Because you're not a number, you're a customer. And customer service means everything to them. They know they have to earn it every time out. And these are really good people who happen to be terrific pros. All at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Todd, welcome.
Good Monday to you. I hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, it was fine. Yep. Back to saw Bill Purdy on Saturday. He was there with his grandchildren. And they were at the football scrimmage for a little while. I know everybody would love for me to give them a full scrimmage report, and that is not going to happen. So, and not because I'm being a jerk about it, but everybody, I think by now, after all these years, I think everybody knows that for me, part of what this job is, because you're allowed access. It's like Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's up to James to then tell everybody. I mean, I can tell you generalities of where Penn State is right now. I mean, there are people reporting on how the scrimmage went that weren't there. I mean, in generalities, I can tell you that what Penn State has done so far, you're trying to look at it from the competitive point of view. So, I always use the number 17. The reason I use 17 is because it's an odd number. So if you do a 17 play, whatever it happens to be, 17 play running offense versus defense, 17 play red zone offense versus defense, 17 play, you know what I mean? Something like that. If the scores end up being right in the area of 9-8, one way or the other, that's really good. Because what that does is it tells you that the offense did enough, the defense did enough, and it was, you know, and the fact it was 9-8 one way or the other is really good. Okay? And it doesn't mean all these are 17. Some of these are 21, but I use 17 because it's at least enough, right? The vast majority of time, it's been a lot of 9-8s. doesn't mean every once in a while there isn't one like, oh, that wasn't great. That was 12 to 5, all right? Doesn't mean that doesn't happen once in a while. But the vast majority of time, these have been 9-8s. And by the way, the offense has won its fair share of the 9-8s. Now that part, that's a fact. And that, again, that would be something that, and they're live situations, by the way. Right? They're live situations. And I think that that's, when I see that, you're like, okay. I mean, I'll never forget, God, this may have been 2000. I think Rashard Casey was the quarterback. And they would do this offense versus defense thing. It was like 15 plays. And I remember a couple times the offense won one. You're like, ugh, really? And like, when you see that, you're like, oh, mercy. Either the defense is that good or the offense has a long way to go, or it's a little bit of both. Well, when I'm seeing 9-8 over and over and over, I mean, that's...
Kind of what we know about the defense and the offense, that's got to say, that's, you know, it's got to give people at least some confidence then that the offense is able to do some things against that defense.
See, and I'm saying that this is happening on a daily basis. So this isn't like a one, oh, geez, I hear the suit in the background. That can't be good. Does he talk loud enough? I feel like we're in a Seinfeld episode with the loud talker. What are we doing here? and see, that's what I'm seeing day in and day out. The scrimmage, there was some good things on both sides on Saturday. Okay. And it's good that they got the first scrimmage in. That's fine. I mean, that's, you know, they had to do it at some point. Now, they're going to go, you know, they had yesterday off. They go back to work today. But when I'm seeing 9-8, every once in a while at 10-7 or something like that, they're keeping score of this all the time. That, in fact, they'll go at 3:30 today. They, right out of the gate when they start, after they're done warming up, there is a competitive period right out of the gate. And again, I pick 17 plays. It could be 21, could be 23, whatever it is. Or it could be 15. I usually just pick 17 because I'm trying to pick an odd number where I can give examples. And again, if you're right there and it's 9-8, one way or the other, offense and defense both walk out of there. If you're the coaching staff's feeling pretty good about what you saw, maybe you have to correct a couple of things, but you're only correcting a couple of things because you also won enough on your side to do some positive stuff. The Olympics are over. That explains why the loud talker's in the building. No?
And it's promo time for the fall.
Promo time for the fall. Yes, because you know what I forgot to do last week? And this is on me. What I forgot to do last week is I was supposed to bring... I just completely forgot to do it. I was supposed to bring that little kit for them to broadcast on Friday night. So he's been texting me today about how to, you know, how to get it to him. At some point, we'll do that. Sure.
He's still got almost 2 weeks yet.
Yes. Well, this is where FedEx comes in. Yeah, when they need the equipment, suddenly FedEx is used. I need a check now. So
it's snail mail and a stamp, baby.
Yeah, you got that right. Steve needs a check, snail mail, and a stamp. They need a piece of equipment. Oh, I got the FedEx truck rolling right to the house. Oh, goodness gracious. All right. We're going to talk to Mark Wogenrich in the next hour. Then tomorrow we have Neil, Jody McDonald, and back to the Matt world. Ugh.
I shouldn't say this. Still got 24 hours yet. Should be fairly calm. The Eagles looked okay. The Yankees are playing well. The Olympics are over. Might be a little wound up about the gymnast bronze, I bet.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I probably watched over 16 days less than an hour of the Olympics. And this is not me being a jerk. Okay? This is just because of basketball practice finally ended on Thursday. We had a lot of Spikes games. Spikes had a 7-game homestand during the middle of this, and football practice is underway. So I've been doing my job. Plus, you know, this show happens during the middle of the day now when some of the Olympic stuff was going on. And so I didn't really get a chance to watch it. And I probably watched less than an hour of it when it was all said and done. You work at night, so you may have seen less than me.
I was able to watch a lot of stuff on Peacock. I didn't watch much stuff in the evening. I'm just glad, honestly, I was around Saturday to see that men's gold medal game. That was some fine basketball.
See, but that happened during the scrimmage.
Yes, it did.
So since it happened during the scrimmage, I didn't see it. I saw a couple of highlights of it, and that Steph Curry appeared to be phenomenal. So I didn't get a chance to see it. And the women's basketball championship, I didn't see that yesterday either, because I was doing some other things around the yard and so forth that I needed to get done because I was working the rest of the week. So I probably saw less than an hour of the Olympics in 16 days, which I'm sure the suit in the background considers to be sacrilege.
I was going to say, he watched an hour in the first day, I bet.
Oh, yeah, he probably watched 4 hours. Yeah, that's my Olympic watching. And then when I watched, I saw that, you know, which we brought up last week, I watched the 100, and you've got a director in there trying to win an Emmy Award instead of trying to serve the audience. Great. Fabulous. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. That's honestly the one thing I didn't see much of was the track, that's probably one of my favorite things to watch, too. It just didn't work out.
Yeah, I saw a couple of events, and I definitely wanted to see the 100 because, to me, it's a signature event. I saw a little bit of the swimming, a little bit of the gymnastics, tiny bit of the basketball. I'd tune in, and they were like, hey, we're doing cycling. Okay, great. I'm on. I'm out. Right. We're doing rhythmic gymnastics. No, I'm out. So, yeah. Gone. It didn't fit my schedule. How about that? Which is fine because I personally love doing games. So, I'll retire from a lot of things. And I will retire from a lot of things. I will not retire from doing games. In terms of, like, if I feel great, I mean, if something were to happen, you know. But if I'm healthy and on top of it, I'm not retiring from games. No way. Other things, yeah. Oh, that's not a threat, Todd. I'm not going anywhere.
I assumed we were still on the last year of teaching. I wasn't worried about the radio show.
Oh,
yet.
The last year. Oh, yeah, that's a definite on that. I'm like, boy. Yeah. I'd like to point out, I think the young people have changed. All right, so. All right, we'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
I will quickly say that when it comes to the 2028 Summer Olympics, this is for NBC the Olympiad. They have really incredible control over the schedule. You want to have the women's all-around in gymnastics at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night? It's going to be 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night. Live. You want to put the women's basketball championship game in prime time on a Saturday? You can do it. You want to put the men's basketball championship game in prime time? You can do it. In other words, you can pick and choose whatever you want. I want to put the 100-meter dash, all right? Or I want to put Katie Ledecky, prime time. I can do it because it's Los Angeles. We're in the United States. I can work the schedule to my advantage. And it's great for the athletes, for example. Hey, 8 o'clock in the East is 5 o'clock out there. So that's the big one. I mean, they don't have to sit there and kind of play around with the schedule at all.
Are they? Is that an early or late Olympics? I didn't see the dates.
Didn't see it. I'm going to guess it's in August.
I was going to say, just because I wonder how much the heat's going to play the factor in Southern California for that too.
I don't know how warm has it been in Southern California now.
I think it's in the 90s.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right now?
Well, I don't know about right this second.
Well, no, I'll just look. Yeah. I'll just look. I've got whatever on here. I can look it up just to see what it is. What's that? Los Angeles. Man, it's 84 degrees right now.
Yeah, that's not awful.
87, 87, 87, 87, 85, 84, 83, 87, 86, 88, 86, 88, 85, 86, 88.
I bet it'll be warmer here at some point during that stretch.
No, here's pretty good. To be honest with you, here's pretty good.
I know it's supposed to be beautiful the rest of the week.
76, 76, 78, 82, 80, 75, 76, 77, 79, 77, 76, 80 for the next 2 weeks. I mean, so Selinsgrove should be able to bid for the Olympics.
Even with the bypass done, I don't think we could handle the traffic.
Oh, Kevin says it ends before the end of July.
Oh.
7:14 to 7:30.
Well, it gets him in the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Wonder if they'll make a push for MLB players if they play it in the first 2 weeks or the first couple of days of the Olympics.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do.
An in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Birdie Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Oh, boy. I just got a text from the suit. And something you and I failed to take into account. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. Your ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Business, athletes. Go to NILGameChangers.org to start your journey today. Guess what we didn't take into account, Todd? July 14th to July 30th.
His birthday.
Well done, my friend. Well done. It is the birthday month. We usually refer to as the birthday month from hell. But he's already told his family they're going to the Olympics. He already told them that. To make plans. 4 years out. Yes.
I take it that means he's getting a second job. That will not be a, that will not be a cheap trip.
Oh, that? No. Absolutely not. Absolutely. That's
especially 4 years from now.
Oh, yeah. By the time we get to 4 years from now, whatever he thought was the price of it's going to be triple unless something changes. There you go. Now let's get to. I mean, we just never got to that part. Like, you know, it's just like, okay. Huh. All right. So now let's get to this. Penn State, by the way, is eighth in the initial AP poll. The National Football Foundation, they're seventh. Okay. Now I'm going to get to something here. Just so you know, this is not the old man get off your lawn deal. Please, it's not. But the other day, I was speaking, and somebody asked me, what did I think of Penn State being rated 18th in basketball in the Big Ten out of 18 for the upcoming season? Somebody put out their own story on it. And you know what my response was? Who cares?
It's August.
Right. I said, I looked at him. I said, who cares? I said, why do you care? I said, who cares? When we are in, first of all, writers have to write something. They have to write something. They need to keep their jobs. Todd, you have to write things. You need to keep your job. You have to write something.
Occasionally, they would like me to work, yes.
Oh, yeah. You work hard. You work long hours. But you have to come up with something. Just like a team wins a championship. So the season's now over. The championship's been won. What's the article the next day? Who are the favorites for next year's championship? Okay. Nobody knows what next year's teams look like, but we are forced to write that article. You know, you don't think that the author of the article came up with the idea. They dread writing that article. But they have to because they're told to. Okay? So when we are in an off season, which I always refer to as the talking season, I just don't pay attention to any of this stuff. Right? I'll give you a couple. All right. And this has nothing to do with... This is nothing about being critical about what anybody is doing here. Okay? But headlines. Let's see. Three Penn State, let's see, where is it? These will all be Penn State football ones, okay? Let's see. Where's Penn State rank in the preseason Associated Press Poll? Yeah, I mean, that's a who's care. Who cares? The AP doesn't determine the national champion. They don't. Okay. Let's see. What else is here? Five reasons to feel good about Penn State football. I think Greg had to write that. Okay. But, okay. Now, part of this is, of course, being a practice. Like, to me, it's like, yeah. Can one practice moment tell us a lot about the Penn State offensive outlook? This is different. Okay. Let's see. I mean, all that stuff like that comes up all the time. Who are the top five players? Who are the top four running backs in the Big Ten? Who are the top 10 quarterbacks in the Big Ten? What's the rank? Who cares? And again, that's the attitude I've started to really take about a lot of this stuff. Here's my top 10 list of here are the Penn State players. Who's in our top five? Okay, I don't care who's in your top five. It doesn't matter.
People eat that stuff up, though.
Do they?
They must. I mean, just the abundance of lists. That was the first thing in that part of it is, I can't imagine that they're doing all these lists if people aren't clicking on them.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
My favorite one is when Penn Live went statewide. They were ranking the top 300 seniors in Pennsylvania in football.
I remember one time with Phil Gross, and Phil worked so hard. I mean, he found his niche, followers, everything. Okay, so this is not to disparage Phil in any way, but he had to do a list. So, who are your top 50 tight ends? Right. So one day I asked him I think to be a jerk. I said, Phil, what's the difference between the number 11 and number 12 tight ends? And he really couldn't give me an answer because there really isn't an answer. It's just I need to put him in some sort of order. These guys are close. Maybe they, for me personally, there's a couple of things I like about him a little bit more than him, which means there's a couple of things about him at 12 that I like more than the guy at 13. You know, it's the guy, a couple things about the guy at 20 I like a little bit more than 21. And I'm talking about my point of view. If a fan wants to sit there and eat it up, let them eat it up. I think that's fine. It means they're interested in what's going on. It means the writers put together some thought-provoking whatever. I could care less. I don't care. There's someone like Penn State. Where's Penn State ranked right now? I don't care. These guys, their vote doesn't matter as to who gets to the playoff. Same thing with the coaches poll. Doesn't matter. Right? It's interesting to get people interested in games, but I'm just interested in Penn State going out and playing and winning their games, as many as possible, and then see what that does for the record on a week-by-week basis.
I think we're also at the point this summer where it's time to play some games. The time for talking is done.
I have to sit here and talk every day, and I am not giving I have to sit here and talk every day, and I've felt like this for a long time now about what when Kevin and I were doing the show together, first started doing it, he'd bring up something that, and I was, and the verbiage I used every time with him was, Kevin, that's irrelevant. Right. So the top five linebackers in the country. Oh, no, Abdul Carter isn't on it. That's irrelevant. At the end of the year, they do an All-American team, an All-Big Ten team. I have a vote for the All-Big Ten team. Okay. We'll see where you are then. An off-season list? Irrelevant. But they have to write the story. I don't blame, Todd, I don't blame anybody in your profession for writing the story. But I also know in the big scheme of things, it's not relevant. Maybe putting somebody on a watch list or somebody writing a story about their top five puts the name out there and puts it on the radar for people who will vote later about it. Oh, yeah, I saw Carter on the list, whatever. So, in other words, it's not the out of sight, out of mind. Right?
Yes, and in this day and age, there's no reason not to see anybody though either, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
but I'm just saying,
if you're not sure about how good Abdul Carter is, it's very easy to access Abdul Carter highlights.
Right, you can. It also allows national guys to talk up somebody more.
Yes.
Okay, I've got that. But in this grand scheme of things, what can Carter do to win for Penn State? What can Tony Rojas do to win for Penn State? What can A.J. Harris do to win for Penn State? See, that's where my focus is. To me, the other stuff then comes with it. If you're having a great season, said players will get noticed. Right?
And honestly, at this point in the year, it's just a guess anyway.
Well, that's my point. That's why, to me, it's who cares? So a writer picks Penn State 18th in the Big Ten in men's basketball. Something tells me that the writer, there's an excellent chance, knows nothing about the personnel at Penn State. Just like I'm sitting here, and when I look at, Penn State's going to play Minnesota home and away this upcoming season, there's a couple players on Minnesota I already know a lot about. And they've also got some younger players I've never seen play. Okay. mean, I know what Dawson Garcia can do. I know what Mike Mitchell can do. Right? I know that. Right? I think Parker Fox is back, too. Right? I know what they can and can't do. But that's three guys. You know? What about all the other people they got? You know, I haven't watched them play. You know, that's just me being honest with the audience. So I can't tell you who's one through. But again, the writer has no choice. The writer was told to write the story. And that's fine. I got it. Right? I got it.
And also, when you're doing those lists and you're not anywhere near the programs, you're going based on tradition as well. And I think people would, when they make those lists, just assume Penn State is always going to be in the bottom half of the men's basketball divisions, basketball.
That's right.
Big Ten.
That's right. And Indiana will be near the top.
Yeah. And both will probably be wrong this year.
Right. I think Purdue's really good. But, Indiana, everybody's all wrapped up in Indiana. They're wrapped up in Indiana all the time. Well, let's be honest about it. Since 2002, how relevant has Indiana basketball been? And 2002, by the way, was the year that Mike Davis took Indiana to the national championship game against Maryland, and Maryland won. They were ranked number one for a little bit in the 16 season. Right, but didn't get out of the Sweet 16. When's the last time Indiana basketball was relevant? They've got this awesome tradition of five national championships. Branch McCracken won two. Bob Knight won three. And in 2002, Mike Davis, to his credit with Tom Coverdale as his guard, got all the way to the national title game. Since that day, how relevant has Indiana basketball been?
Not real.
Right. That's my point. That's my point about this. Is that they may have the great tradition that goes back decades, but in the last 22 years, in reality, they've been good, but they've kind of spun their wheels. So when you're sitting there talking about, Penn State's tradition, and then you look at Indiana, I got it. I understand that completely. But there's also a reality. I do the games. I see what they've done and haven't done. I'm there. Okay. Indiana is a good program. Are they a great program? Not right now. They're good to very good. They are not great. And it's been like that for 22 years, Todd. Okay, so I understand the tradition part of it, that if you are not as deeply immersed in it as I am, that would play a role. But I'm deeply immersed in NC Indiana anywhere from 2 to 4 times a year. Okay. And I'm like, okay. To be honest with you, I was disgusted walking out of the Target Center in March because I thought Penn State was better, to be honest with you. Penn State hadn't lost Indiana in 2-3 years. They won them 4 in a row against them. And Penn State just didn't play its best game. Now, Khalil Ware ended up being an NBA draft pick. But even with an NBA draft pick, they won by one in a game where Penn State didn't play well. In particular, Penn State didn't shoot well. I'm just saying that's where it is right now. Same thing in college football. Miller Moss. We saw him play a game in a bowl game, and he threw 6 touchdown passes. What does that mean about this year? I don't know.
If you're a USC fan, you're obviously hoping it means something, but yes, it doesn't mean anything right now.
I mean, you've got USC against LSU in the opening game. LSU's quarterback played well in their bowl game, stepping in for the Heisman Trophy winner. Moss stepped in for the former Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams, played well. I can't tell you in a million years. Where are they playing that game? Is that game a Sunday night, Saturday night, LSU-USC? Or is it the Monday night game?
I think it's the Monday night game.
Right, the Monday night game. It's in Las Vegas. I can't tell you in a million years how well each quarterback's going to play just because they both perform well in the bowl game. I don't know. Let's start with this, something that's really simple. Both defensive coordinators at least have a full game tape on each guy, as opposed to going into the bowl game where USC's opponent had never really seen him play before, and the same thing when LSU played in its bowl game. At least now you can see some things in there. Like, okay. Like when I was talking with, remember I had Phil Steele on, we were talking about Oklahoma's quarterback? We had kind of a mixed bag in the bowl game. He threw, I think, two touchdowns, but he threw three interceptions. You're like, okay, that's kind of a mixed bag. So, there's too many things you don't know. But again, when we're in a 24/7 sports cycle, and people are doing what I'm doing right now, what you and I are doing, is talking, you have to talk about something.
Yes.
So you talk about something. And now we're going to talk our way into a commercial break brought to you by NIL Game Changers. Your destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for a business or an athlete. Go to NILGameChangers.org here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.